T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
We have to do it because of the sad passing of Neil Peart on Friday at the age of 67. Rush is your artist of the day. And by the way, because I'm not a huge fan, but I respect them making their debut as artist of the day.
God bless him, but this is going to be one and done. Sorry.
You're a horrible human being.
I know. But wow, that is too hard.
Let's go back to the big news of the day.
Yeah, what just happened during traffic?
Is our traffic guy's name Alex Smith?
It is Alex Smith. We've heard him before.
Not on this show, because I would have noticed.
On this show, on this day of all days, the guy doing traffic is Alex Smith.
It is, but not to my knowledge, the former quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, here's what we're going to do. It doesn't really matter at this point.
Is every time I throw it to him over the next 2 hours, I'm going to call him by the name of a different Chiefs quarterback.
Okay.
Let's start with Trent Green.
I can't stop laughing. You can't make this up.
And with traffic, here's Elvis Gerbach.
I think we need to go deep in the vault. I mean,
super deep.
Deep in the vault.
Like Elvis Gerbach's not deep in the vault?
We could go deeper. I mean, we've got Joe Montana.
Here's Todd Blackledge. If your name is Alex Smith, change it.
He is not listening, because this is going to be so funny all day. I almost can't breathe at the thought of it. This is, every once in a while, we need a camera in here, but we're never going to do it. But we do, because you should have seen the look on Scott's face. He goes, did he just blanking say his name is Alex Smith? And I go, are you serious? And he goes, I swear to God, he just said his name is Alex Smith.
Poor guy. It's like if your name is Michael Jackson, change it.
And now we're throwing to you, here's Alex Smith.
Wow.
That was a good one, right?
And a toss to traffic with Alex Smith.
It's like an Office Space. Your name's Michael Bolton? Really, Michael Bolton? I love that guy.
My name is Mike. If your name is Alex Smith and you do traffic in Kansas City, you have to change your name.
I mean, he could go by Alexander.
Alexander Smith.
And no one would have said a word.
Or Alex Smythe. Nobody would know.
Alex Smythe.
It's all good. Because we were, of course, going to talk football this hour.
And to traffic, here's Bill Kenny.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good.
We're going deep in the Chiefs vault today.
Mm-hmm.
And Lenny Dawson with traffic. Jeez,
oh, I love it so much.
I mean, give me a break.
All right, where were you yesterday? What did you do for the game?
I was on the couch at Kelly's house, and I didn't move a muscle.
After the first quarter, what did you do?
Did not panic.
You did not panic.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I coach soccer, and there have been times when our team has been down by more than I would prefer early
21.
On.
21?
Well, I mean, that's 3, really. It's 3-0. I mean, who are we kidding?
Whatever.
So when I coach the and now with traffic, here's Dave Craig. When I coach the girls in soccer, I always tell them, they put that much on you, you can put that much on them.
Okay. And we did. Oh, hell,
well,
we did.
We didn't, but the Kansas City Chiefs, I hate that. I hate that.
Cannot.
Hate it when
handle
people say we.
The excitement that was. I can't. I can't even handle it. When I think about it, I woke up this morning, Cody Tapp, and I thought to myself, did that blanking actually really happen yesterday? First thought out of my head this morning.
It happened so quick. That's the part that's so impressive.
My daughter
it wasn't
was
like,
in the bathroom and missed it. That's how quickly it happened. My daughter's first Chiefs game in her entire life.
She's never watched a Chiefs game
she
in her life.
She goes to the bathroom at Arrowhead, comes back, and she's like, we just missed the comeback. What happened? We heard the yelling.
Like, not a touchdown. Three.
Yeah.
Four. In 10 seconds of game time?
Has that ever happened?
In the playoffs, no.
Okay.
There's never been a comeback of that of 24 points in the playoffs that, hold on, that happened, that the come around came that quick. That's technically the fourth largest playoff comeback of all time, because the 35-point comeback.
I remember
in
watching
the Titans
when,
Bill
when Frank
Oilers
Frank Reich led the Bills to a 35-point deficit.
But in such a short amount of time, it's never happened.
No, not in the amount of time it took place. Normally, those comebacks take time. It's not that teams can't come back from 24-0, but in the playoffs, specifically that score, they were 0-6. And 8-160 was like a 5% winning percentage in the regular season. So no, not common that would happen. It's the quickness that makes it kind of an anomaly, like you said.
Did Patrick Mahomes guarantee himself another MVP yesterday?
Like this season?
Yes.
Or a Super Bowl MVP? He won't win the regular season
MVP. You don't think so?
No. It's a regular season award, and Lamar Jackson's stats are just so far ahead of where his were this season. Because he led in passing yards,
but Lamar Jackson's
touchdowns.
Not playing anymore.
Oh, I know.
And Patrick Mahomes just led the team back to the greatest comeback in team history.
Mahomes might get himself a Super Bowl MVP.
Well,
he might get a different kind of MVP.
That's what I want to ask you. So a girlfriend of mine went online at noon to try and get tickets. She did. I believe she secured four. They were not cheap. The lower level end zone tickets were around $500.
Sounds right.
But the fact that they are now going to play again.
Each, by the way. Don't let her fool you that it's like
$125 You don't get to take a friend for that price.
No.
The fact that the road now goes through Kansas City again means what? With the overall picture, what does this mean?
Even though Tennessee is a tough matchup, being at home versus Tennessee is far better than trying to take on Baltimore, no matter how bad they looked on Saturday. So odds-wise, Vegas would tell you, the odds are 30% better the Chiefs would make the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They were going to be an underdog to the Ravens if they had to play in Baltimore for the AFC title game. They'd be an underdog. They'd be like a 60-40 split and then still have to win the Super Bowl. Now, because they're playing at home, of the final four remaining teams, they are the favorite. They're the odds-on favorite to win the Super
Doesn't
Bowl.
Doesn't this just feel like this is the time, this is the year? And I hate to say that, but doesn't after this weekend... Doesn't this feel like, with Baltimore losing, this is the year?
Of course it does.
Why wouldn't it feel that way?
They were down. It was like getting rid of all of the miserably bad playoff losses for 30 years for Kansas City in one come-from-behind victory. And honestly, the reason why it feels that way more than anything else is Mahomes. All the other years the Chiefs were in the playoffs and you kind of like crossed your fingers and hoped, they were just guys at quarterback. They just... Their quarterbacks are fine. Some of them were good for that year. Some of them were perfectly fine pro careers, but none of them were Hall of Famers other than what? Montana in the 90s at the tail end of his career? That's it. I mean, they were just players at the position. Now they have Patrick Mahomes, who certainly looks like the kind of quarterback who's capable of being a Hall of Famer. So, of course, it feels like this year. Because you get down to the Final Four, there are no more of the regular teams standing in your way, and you have the best quarterback remaining and the best head coach remaining.
Well, on behalf of Todd Blackledge, I take offense. And you're a jerk.
I still think that...
And on behalf of Elvis Gerbach, I also take offense, and you're still a jerk.
Or Alex Smith.
Hey, that's our traffic guy. Watch
it. Yeah, don't you belittle our
traffic. Your traffic guy's name is Alex
Cody,
Smith?
Yes.
With a straight face.
Incredible.
A man we've never heard from comes on to do traffic today and signs off for KMBZ Traffic. I'm Alex Smith. And if you don't think for 1 second we are going to toss to him all day using the names of former Chiefs quarterbacks.
And with traffic, here's Steve DeBerg. Who, by the way, is my favorite Chiefs player of all time.
It's getting a little rough out there. Here's Brody Croyle.
We are now dying to check traffic like nine times an hour.
Wow. That's deep.
You got to really go deep if you're going to like... If it gets bad, then you got to start going bad quarterback.
Okay.
Traffic conditions depend on the Chiefs quarterback you name.
Who is the... In the last 30 years... Who is the most unrecognizable Chiefs quarterback? And you can go second string, but not third string.
Oh, Tyler Bray is recent, but because people might remember him recently, he's not up there. Boy, Thigpen had some starts, so people are still going to remember
him. If you
him.
Could get us a list by 3 o'clock.
Croyle, I mean, there are some really good
deep pulls. There's Brody Croyle and then Tyler Thigpen. Is that right? Tyler Thigpen?
Yeah, well, those are all in that. And Tyler Palco, those are all that like same generation of quarterbacks during that run where you'd be like, I'm sorry, who? Who's that? Which person? Yeah, it was dark times. For anybody who says like the Chiefs don't deserve or don't deserve Patrick Mahomes, oh, they do. Well, they do. If you suffer long enough in a fandom in which quarterback play is pretty mediocre, you deserve Patrick Mahomes.
If the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, who do they play?
I think it's the 49ers. Oh. They're the favorite too to beat the Packers. I just don't. The Packers are a good team, but haven't really played well against good teams, so it's hard to know. You'd rather play the Packers.
Okay.
The 49ers beat the Packers by like 25 earlier in the year and are the better team. I think you'd rather play the Packers, even though Aaron Rodgers is scary. Scarier probably than Jimmy Garoppolo, generally speaking. I think the Packers are the worst team.
Okay.
So that's the same reason. This is the best possible matchup for the Chiefs, by the way. Well, people are like, I want to take down the Patriots. Hell with that. Play the worst teams.
Yeah, I agree.
Who cares if you win? Who cares who you play? Just play the worst teams.
When we come back, speaking of long-suffering fans, there is a video making the rounds today, and it was actually Ben Heisler who posted it. I've been laughing all day. It's one of the fans, I believe, leaving the stadium yesterday, one of the Texans fans, who unleashed the greatest F-bomb-laden tirade about their performance. And poor Sam Stevie, as our producer, had to go through. It took him 41 minutes.
Oh, you know, we had already edited that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've got that in a folder already edited, Sam. Wow. I'm sorry.
The Texans
That already exists.
Wow.
And we will play it when we come back.
Keyword to cash this hour is snow. Ironically enough, snow. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. Your keyword this hour is snow. Message and data rates may apply.
I'll take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it in for a while.
The keyword this hour is snow. S-N-O-W. Duh. Text that into 72881. Man, what a game yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
Good night. And apparently we have some audio from a Houston Texans fan.
It's so funny.
Who's like losing his mind over the loss yesterday.
And what's his name? I need to tweet him back because I didn't realize he replied.
His name on Twitter is something totally different, but he calls himself Texas Bill.
Texas Bill?
What is it about Texans cursing, which you're not going to hear? I wished we could play it. We'd be fired.
We cleaned this up, right?
Yeah,
funny.
There's 17 bleeps.
Okay.
Listen to the ketchup reference. There, he drops a ketchup reference with a ton of F-bombs when he's talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Dragons again.
That's all good.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all
I
good.
Have to turn the music off.
Texans Bill here. Fresh off that fest. Let me... Some defense would have been f***ing great. We can't generate a pass rush for Kels, you know he's going to get the ball. Can't cover him. I mean, I guess we shut down Hill for the most part. I'll see Kels standing around down there near the goal line, and then there's a bunch of Texans around him like, oh, wonder if they're going to throw him the ball. Oh, well, they did. I mean, it's just hard to watch. This ketchup on his steak sitting there just shred. You give him the ball back after you score. Hey, they get the ball to 20, 25, 15, don't matter. One play, they're across the 50. Pitiful defense. Mahomes running around like a Lamar Jackson and the I ain't got a problem with the fake punt, whatever. You got something you're looking for. They thought they sanked it. They went. I don't care. I'd have loved it. If they'd have got it, we'd be all that. O'Brien pulling out his balls. Well, you know what O'Brien needs to do? He needs to pull his head out his ass. His quarterback has to come with like 11 minutes left or whatever it was, come up and tell him, O'Brien, it's a four down territory. We're trying to come back. Why are you sending anger management out here? okay, Deshaun, I'll call a timeout. We'll go for it. Get your way. Whatever. That. Dumb, dude. And is Deshaun some type of idiot or something to where you got to make him huddle? You got to make sure that he got 25 seconds, diagnose the defense, what they're set up as. There's no urgency. Snap the ball, man. Jesus Christ.
And then we had to cut off the last sentence of what Bill said. I don't know.
Texas Bill.
Texas Bill said something at the end that could never be repeated on this program regarding his ex-wife.
He's fantastic.
He was great.
Catch up on the steak.
My favorite part is he would just stop mid-thought just to drop an F-bomb. Like, he would just be talking and then pause and then just drop the F-bomb and then continue as if, you know, nothing happened.
The unedited version of Texas Bill is on Twitter, and I have already reached out to him and said, Bill, we love you. Will you please come on our
you
program?
You
got to
clean up your language, though, friend.
Bill's got to be a little careful.
Yeah.
Careful.
Do we have a call to Travis Kelce?
Yes. He does not like the Travis Kelce.
Tur-tur.
Play the very beginning just for 1 second again.
So
he first says Kelce and the ketchup. Just, you got to go to Twitter for the unedited version. Do not have your kids in the car.
No. Texas Bill here. Fresh off that fest.
He takes a moment here to collect his thoughts.
Some defense would have been great. We can't generate a pass rush for we can't. Kelce, you know he's going to get the ball. Can't cover him. I mean, I guess we shut down Hill for the most part. I'll see Kelce standing around down there near the goal line, and then there's a bunch of Texans around him like, oh, wonder if they're going to throw him the ball.
they did. Oh, I mean, they did.
It's hard to watch. This ketchup on his steak sitting there just shred. You give him the ball back after you score. Hey, they get the ball to 20, 25, 15, don't matter. One play, they're across the 50.
Jeez. That's classic.
We have reached out to Texas Bill.
Have we heard back from Texas Bill?
Wait, see if he will come on the program.
Have we heard back from Texas Bill?
No, we have
Bill?
Not yet, but I said you are my favorite person ever, and I would like you to call
in.
Oh,
God, he's classic. Those of you who were there in the beginning, when Shannon and Parks first debuted on December 6th, 2006, this was the original theme song of the show.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is better than Radioactive.
Well, I'll give you that.
That was your idea, by
the way.
This was
so bad.
So bad.
So bad. Still waiting to hear from Texas Bill. And when we hear back, I will let you know.
Okay. You're all crazy about this story for some reason. Here, I'm just going to give this one to you.
It is all over the place. And I know you don't care, but I think it's worth mentioning that the Queen of England came out today and said, you know, I don't think it's her first choice, but that she would allow Harry and Meghan Markle to live in Canada. Basically, they're
I told you they were going to go to Canada.
Yes. I'm going to post this story later because a girlfriend of mine said to me today, and this was online, she said, I think it's horrible. Can you imagine welcoming a young woman into your family? And she used Jack as an example, that he meets the woman of his dreams, you welcome her into your family, and then she gives your family the middle finger and moves out of the country. And I said, now, wait a minute. I don't think talking about Meghan Markle like that is fair, and here's why. And this is the story we are going to post. BuzzFeed News went way back and found a bunch of different headlines with the same similar topic, and they put the headline that they wrote about Kate Middleton on the left and the headline that they wrote about Meghan Markle on the right.
Mm.
They are awful to Meghan Markle. Some people say it's because they are racist, because Meghan Markle is half black. I don't know why they are so awful to her, but Meghan Markle giving the middle finger to
I think it's great.
Essentially all of England is, I think, fantastic. And I'm just going to read one example. The headline on the left, Kate Middleton is pregnant, and it reads, not long to go, pregnant Kate tenderly cradles her baby bump while wrapping up her royal duties ahead of maternity leave. Meghan Markle pregnant on the right, same newspaper. Why can't Meghan Markle keep her hands off her bump? Experts tackle the question that's got the nation talking. Is it pride, vanity, acting, or some new age bonding technique? They have found 20 examples of the same topic where Meghan Markle is skewered. I say get the hell out of England. I'd do the same thing. Get out.
You know, the crazy thing is, and always has been, that when, and I do think it's racism, by the way.
I do too.
I think
that she's an American. I think that.
Well, I think that, I certainly think that plays in too. But the fact that she is black or half black, whatever you want to call it, I think really does play into this. And here's why. We have a really weird, bizarre concept of racism. And we think that racism exists in a very confined, secured space. Racism is limited to South Carolina, North Carolina,
right.
Georgia, Alabama,
really
and Mississippi.
Really bad in Alabama.
Right. Really bad in Alabama and Mississippi, but really strong, too, in South Carolina and Georgia. And we think that racism in America is confined to those five or six states. That's where racism in America exists. I need not remind you, and I'm going to make a larger point here in just a second, so stand by. I need not remind you that one of the most racist cities in America, studies have shown, is Boston, Massachusetts, what many people would argue is a haven of liberalism. English people, Europeans in general, but English people in particular, are some of the most racist bastards on the country.
Yeah.
They just are. And, you know, I can already hear some of our English expatriates in the audience screaming at the radio right now. You know it's true. You know it's true. And yes, Texter, you're right. In large part, it is because she is an American. I think that certainly plays a role. But I think we cannot discount the fact that she is black. And I don't blame them one minute for wanting out of this S show that they have found themselves in. Seriously. I mean, there was a there's a soccer team that I'm a fan of in England. And this is just a small example. They had to ban a fan for life from watching Manchester City games because one of the players on the team is black. And as the player was leaving the field, this guy was shouting racial epithets at him.
Right.
Can you imagine in the United States, and I'm sure it does happen.
It does happen.
I'm sure it does happen.
It does.
But I don't, I think most people in America would be like, I ain't saying nothing, man. I don't like black people, but I ain't saying nothing to that guy. If somebody screamed at Patrick Mahomes as he was walking off the field,
you're saying they are open about it.
Yes.
Over in Europe.
I'm saying they're more open about it than we are. Yes.
Part of the issue with them leaving as well, you have to remember, Harry is sixth in line to the throne. The odds
he's not gonna get
that
it.
He would ever be in the mix to be king, a plane would have to crash into Buckingham Palace and wipe everyone out at dinner while he was in Canada. It's not going to happen. So, Scott, they don't need it. They don't need it. And now that she has a baby and Mama Bear kicks in, I would have done the exact same thing. Both middle fingers up. I'm leaving. You can have your castle. Mm-hmm. We'll go make our own money, and they are going to make billions on the brands that they have trademarked.
I don't blame them because none of us would want it. Would you want that?
Oh, God, no. I wrote a long time ago, you know, you hear that little girls dream of growing up and becoming a princess. That's the wrong dream. You don't want what that has become.
You know what's so funny that you say that? I was thinking about this over the weekend. When we were younger, people used to always say, well, you could be president. You know, I mean, anybody can be president, yeah, right? I mean, yeah, that was the adage. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be the president of the United States. Who would want, and this is not a political discussion. It's more of a discussion about fame and that kind of stuff. Who would want to be the president? You would have to have and I mean this for anybody. I don't care what political party you are, what color you are. I don't care. To think that you deserve or would be good in that job, you have to have an ego the size of Greenland. I mean, who would want that job? For the 4 to 8 years that you're in it, everywhere you go, you have to be watched constantly. And then every year after, you can't go anywhere. If you're Barack Obama or George W. Bush,
yeah,
or Bill Clinton, you cannot go anywhere and act like a normal human being. If you go to Paris, let's say you want to see the Eiffel Tower, or you go to Venice, you can't get in a gondola in Venice because the Secret Service hasn't checked the route.
Don't you remember I told you I asked Michelle Obama during an interview I was able to do with her, you know, what do you miss? You have no life that resembles the life that you had.
Right.
Some of that is good. Some of that is probably not so good. What do you miss? And you know what she said? Going to Target.
She can never go to Target.
Just going and buying toilet paper. And I laughed. I said, don't you have people to do that for you? And she said, sometimes you just want to go to Target. And you're right. All of that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the photo that circulated before President Reagan's death? He's sitting on a park bench.
Yes.
And a young man, maybe 12 years old, 13 years old, has a photo with him. And I think he was in kind of the middle of the Alzheimer's fight. And mm-hmm. I remember they did an interview with the boy, and even just to sit and have a quiet moment on a park bench, he had Secret Service surrounding him. And, you know, the little boy had to either go through Secret Service or have President Reagan invite him over and be okayed to go over. You know, even sitting on a park bench becomes a chore.
Mm-hmm. Not for you, but for other people.
And maybe they get used to that. I don't know. I wouldn't want to know. I would not want to know.
No. I there would be no way I would want into that family. For the life of me, I can't figure out why she wanted into that family. She was moderately famous to begin with. She was on what, Suits or whatever that show was called? And so she had a moderate amount of fame, was probably making a decent living.
Yeah.
Why would you want into that family?
It said she's worth $3 to $4 million, I think it said. And
before she got married?
I think that's what it said. And he's at $36 million because of the money he gets from Prince Charles's fund.
Whatever. 576-7798. But you know what? And I said this last week when this story first broke. The people who are to blame are us. We're the ones that buy the magazines and look at the websites with their pictures.
Yeah, but would you say the same thing about Patrick Mahomes? He can't go to Target.
He obviously goes to Nebraska Furniture Mart. Have you watched TV lately?
He can go there. I'm guessing they shut down the store for him to come in and shoot that. Because if he just walked into Nebraska Furniture Mart, there would be a mob. You know that, Scott. And that's the trade-off. You get this fabulous, amazing life and career.
But is it fabulous?
And money, and you get to travel. But in exchange for that, you can't just walk into Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
You get a lot of money. But is the life really that fabulous? I mean, if you're Patrick Mahomes, for example, you can't go into Quick Trip and get a corn dog.
Well, I will say this. The fame and recognizability is the same. I think the issues that would weigh on you are very different when you're in political fame. You know, where you're going to bed and you really are worried about America's working poor or the issues that they all face.
Yeah.
War. So I think the job is more fun and probably less stressful in sports and entertainment fame than it is in political fame.
A lot of people writing in, Scott, she married into that family because she is in love with him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And her friends warned her against it.
Mm-hmm. 576-7798, 576-7798.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you gonna do.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no Nickelback limit and a big black chain with a
telephone number. Here is 576-7798. Let's go to Carol in Kansas City. Carol, good afternoon. Good to hear your voice and welcome.
Hi, Scott. I love both of you so much. You just make my day.
God bless you.
We love you back.
What a compliment.
Oh,
thank you.
You're so much fun, both of you. I wanted to call about Meghan Markle. I do not like her. I'm not a racist. I don't consider myself a racist. But it seems that ever since she married Harry, she has alienated him from the family, just gotten him farther and farther away from them. And it just seems like there's been nothing but problems ever since she married Harry.
But let me ask you a question, Carol. The spotlight that they grew up in killed his mother, and you have to remember how that changed their lives, how it would change anyone's life. That life and spotlight took the life of their mother. And so I don't know that she just showed up and said, let's get out of here and ditch the media. He has been shaped and framed since a very young age, and the death of Princess Diana to have certain feelings about the way their life looks. And I think maybe she was the person that slightly pushed him over the edge of let's get out of here. But I don't think she just showed up and he went, okay, let's leave the family.
Well, think how wonderful Catherine is. Catherine is so wonderful. And I mean, she follows the rules.
But her husband is going to be king. Carol, her husband is going to be king.
And she's going to be queen.
And she knows that. Harry doesn't need it.
That's true. That's true. I think I read too many of the magazines.
What'd she say?
I think I read too many of the magazines. That's awesome.
I know. I go out to eat every night, and I buy. That's my one thing. I buy my movie magazines, and I go to the. I think it's just a getaway from reality. Is what it is.
But Carol, in all fairness, aren't you then part of the problem? I mean, you're fueling, and don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to shame you or anything like that, but you're the reason. Part of the reason the paparazzi follow these people everywhere they go is because there are people like you that want to see these pictures and hear the latest gossip on the royal family, etc.
I know. It's true. It's true. I'll admit it. It's true. Hmm. But I still don't like her.
Okay.
And that's my opinion.
You don't like her because she's an American. You don't like Americans.
No. I don't know. I think she's
a homewrecker, you know? Carol. She's a homewrecker.
I just don't think she's done.
She's a bar whore. Who are you kidding?
I believe in the royal family. You know, I believe in their tradition. I mean, I'm old, and I believe in their traditions, and I believe in all this pomp and circumstance and everything that goes along with them. I always have, you know. And it seems like she just came in there and turned everything around, you know, and I guess there's really nothing wrong with modernizing things, but she knew what she was getting into. She knew when she married him what she was.
And that is true.
Carol, she's a pirate tramp. We all know that, right?
Well, I can see that. I can see that I'm not going to change your minds, but I just wanted you to know what was on my mind.
Well, we appreciate the call, Carol. I understand that a lot of people feel the way that you do.
Sheila in Kingsville. Sheila, hello.
Hi. I'm old, too, and I think it's about time somebody shook up the royal family. I don't like what they did to Diana. They've been stuck in a rut for hundreds of years. I'm all for Meghan and Harry, and he was starting to rebel before she came on the scene. I mean, he chose her.
I agree, Sheila. Can we ask how old you are?
73 and a half.
Sheila, can you turn your radio down just a notch if you don't
turn
mind?
Radio. Yeah. Yep. How's that? I turned it off.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. We were getting a little feedback. When do we stop counting half birthdays?
When you're 73.
Okay.
Well, Sheila, we
or
wish.
Or when you're five.
We want to wish you a happy early 74th.
Hey, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, all we right. are too.
Be good, kid. Pam in Green Valley, you get the last word. Hello, Pam.
I think I don't agree. I don't think Meghan Markle showed enough respect for Harry by them putting it right out there on the Instagram or Twitter or whatever they did. She should have showed a little bit more respect, gone to the Queen herself, and told her that way.
Okay.
You didn't like the surprise of it all.
Well, no, and that's not, you know, that's his family, and she can't just come in there and say, I don't like it. I mean, for God's sake, she was an actress. She should be used to all that attention.
Okay. All right, kid. Glad we got you in.
You guys are awesome today.
Snarky today, and I like
it. They are. I just don't like her. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.